Mike Pryor. Wait a minute. I got to ask you both. I got the ED and the chair right in front of me. So, what kind of day was this? How late was this? What about Hillary Clinton?
I thought she did an amazing job. She made it very clear early, and she made it often. She did several things. I think she put to rest any concerns about the depth of her commitment to Barack Obama. Secondly, I think she was obligated to speak to her base, to share with this audience the history of her commitment to the American people. Absolutely justified. And in the end, she again made clear that she is a supporter of Barack Obama. And if people, in fact, were committed to the things she was committed to, not simply her as a candidate, then they had no other choice but to support Barack Obama. And I thought she did a brilliant job with it.
I wonder, some of the women I talked to today who support Hillary Clinton were very upset about all these things. They think that the party needs to talk to them on a grassroots level, have conversations to bring them back in and make them feel better about where they are. Does the state party have to kind of reach out more to these grassroots, women of the grassroots, to get them back into the fold and really have them fight for this campaign?
I don't know that problem is as significant as we discuss it. I think there is evidence of that. But frankly, given the space to discuss one's displeasure is one thing. But when confronted with the moment when one must vote, it's something else. So I'm not so certain that Marylanders and Americans, frankly, who have been supporters of Senator Clinton and who may express levels of disenchantment and unhappiness, that necessarily translates into a commitment not to vote or to not to vote for Senator Obama. I think I think given that moment, people do what their values suggest they do. And the Democrats who support Senator Clinton are, I think, fundamentally Democrats. So I really don't share the vision or the concern that they are permanently off the reservation, so to speak.
It's a really cool question. We'll do this in a longer interview later. Tell me about this young man next to you and who we're looking and talking to here.
This party began to take off, I think, at the moment we brought in Quincy Gamble. Because the party has to organize. A party has to be about specific goals and objectives and moving people into positions of responsibility. Quincy is an organizer, an SEIU organizer, and has been, I think, absolutely brilliant about bringing the structure and order and process. And tonight, I know he's very excited because he has both a iron fist and a heart as big as his fist. And the marriage of those two things, I think, says to me that he's both happy that Hillary was as good as she was and that we have been freed from this moment of uncertainty.
I'm very relieved.
You know, it's amazing that here we are in the state of Maryland, the only state party in the entire country in both parties with a black chair, and we have a black executive director and treasurer.
And black vice chair.
And black vice.
And Asian second vice chair. We're committed to diversity.
Gentlemen, it's really good to see you both tonight.
Good to see you as always.
Good night.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it.